Hi kids, Kathy Mashana, hosting another episode of the Blind Techie Geek Speaks Kids Edition podcast. It's story time, listeners. Today's book I'm going to read to you is The Egg Tree by Catherine Milhouse. Enjoy. It was very early on Easter morning, so early that the children were still asleep in the small red house and the animals were quiet in the big red barn, all except the rooster. Suddenly, the rooster threw out his chest as if he was blowing a horn. Cock-a-doodle-doo! This will never do, he cried. Just then, the sun came up over the red hills. The rooster crowed again, and all the animals woke up. The third time he crowed, he woke up Katie, and Katie woke up Carl. Carl, get up! Maybe we can see the Easter rabbit bringing the eggs. Katie and Carl tiptoed across the floor to the window and flung open the shutters. How good the outside smelled and how lovely the garden looked. The rabbit hasn't come yet, said Katie. See, there are the flower petals I put out for him on the lawn. He hasn't eaten a single one. Carl laughed. I don't believe the Easter rabbit would eat flower petals. If you want the rabbit to come, you have to whistle for him. Grandma said we mustn't wake up our cousins till it's time for the egg hunt. But there won't be any egg hunt if the rabbit doesn't bring the eggs, said Carl. He whistled again, a bit louder. He hoped his cousins in the next bedroom would hear him and get up. Then they too could see the rabbit bringing the eggs. Carl and Katie leaned out of the window. The morning was full of wonderful sounds. Birds chirping, cows mooing, horses neighing, pigs snorting, geese honking, and hens clucking. Church bells rang out from the village over the hill, but still the Easter rabbit did not come. Once there was a rustle under the big lilac bush, but it was only the cat. Whistle just once more. Please, Carl, Katie said. This time Carl whistled with all of his might. Suddenly, Katie put her hand over his mouth. Shh, Carl, there's the rabbit in the garden, and he's nibbling the flower petals. The children held their breath. How the rabbit bounced about the flower beds and buried in the bushes. At least he bounded out of sight behind the barn. Come on, Katie, said Carl. Let's wake everybody up. He ran down the hall calling, Susie, Luca, Johnny, Apollonia, the Easter rabbit has come. In a few minutes, all the children were dressed and out in the barnyard. The egg hunt had begun. Grandmom smiled from the kitchen door. Which child would win the prize for finding the most eggs? It will not be Carl or Katie. She was sure for this because it was their first egg hunt and the other grandkids had come every Easter to the red house. At first, Katie and Carl thought hunting for colored eggs would be the greatest fun in the world, but somehow their cousins found all the prettiest eggs. Katie and Carl just did not know where to look. Who would think that the rabbit had left eggs in the bird feeder, in the watering can, and even up in the hayloft? In the garden, it was still even harder. The colored eggs looked so much like the colored flowers, but at least Carl found a nest of 3 eggs in the magnolia tree. Now Katie was the only one who had not found a single egg. In the kitchen, the egg hunt began all over again. Katie was sure she would find eggs in the kitchen, but here too, the rabbit had left eggs in the strangest places, in the clock case, in the cookie cutters, and even under the butter churn. Katie began to run around and around like a mouse. If only she could find just one egg. Even little Apollonia had found an egg and was eating it. Hungrily, "I found another egg," shouted Carl, running out from the stair closet. "I have the most." "No, I have," said Luca. He lifted a pile of eggs from the top. "I have 5. Round and round the kitchen ran Katie, but now she wanted only to run away and hide. She felt so stupid. Just then, she saw the attic stairs. Maybe the Easter rabbit had left eggs for her in the attic. Katie began to climb the clunky stairs. The big attic was dark and lonely. Katie shivered a little. Soon, it did not seem quite so dark, and she could see into the far corners. A spider was busy spinning her silky web across a bar of sunlight. What was that on the shelf in the dark corner? A box. It looked like a hat box. Katie tiptoed across the dusty floor. Could the Easter rabbit have left eggs in an old hat box? No, of course not. That seemed silly, she thought. She climbed up on a chest and lifted the lid of the hat box, and there were eggs, all packed snugly in an old beaver hat. It must have been a long time since someone had put them away. Katie took out the eggs carefully. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What beautiful colors! And there were pictures on the eggs. Katie took the hatful of eggs and walked slowly down the stairs. The Easter rabbit had not forgotten her after all. She was sure that she had won the prize. But there was Carl in the kitchen with a whole pile of eggs on the table, was very excited. "I found 12 eggs. I won! I won! I found 6, Katie said, putting her hat full of eggs on the table besides Carl's. Grandma stopped lying the breakfast cloths. Her eyes grew big and round. "Why, I've forgotten all about these eggs." "I'm glad you found them, Katie. And now for the prize. Carl has the prize for the most eggs, but Katie won the prize for the most beautiful eggs." Grandma gave them each a big cookie rabbit with an egg baked in its middle. Now it was breakfast time. The children began to crack the eggs that they had found in the egg hunt. Grandma brought a big pitcher of milk, and Katie and Carl shared their cookie rabbit with the other children. "Let's eat Katie's eggs that she found in the attic," said little Apollonia. Still hungry? "No, no, no, no," said Grandma. "That is a very bad idea. Besides, they are all hollow inside." Grandma sat down, holding the eggs in her lap. "I painted these eggs myself when I was a young girl, right here in this kitchen. I painted them. They turned out so pretty that I kept them all these years. But now, each of you may choose one for your own to keep." Carl chose first. He picked out an egg with a picture of a fine galloping horse on it. Katie chose an egg with a lovely bird chirping on a branch. Katie held up her egg and looked at it closely. She turned it round and round inside all the bright colors. Suddenly, Luca and Johnny each chose an egg. Now, there was only one egg left in the old hat. "Why, this egg has a letter A on it," said Grandma. "And A is for Apollonia." Apollonia took the egg. "It's pretty," she said, "but I do wish it was good enough to eat." The children put the eggs in a roll on the window seat. "Now, what shall we do with them?" they asked. "We don't need to do nothing with them," said Katie. "They are so beautiful. We just look at them." Grandma did not say a word. She put on her shawl and went out of the kitchen and came right back a few minutes later, carrying a small tree. She fixed the tree so it would stand on the table. Then she ran a thread through each of the beautiful eggs and hung them on the tree. "Why, it's an egg tree," said Katie. "An Easter egg tree, an Easter egg tree," sang all the kids, dancing around the table. It was a lovely tree, but it was so very small. Suddenly, Carl stood still. "Grandma," he said, "please show us how to make eggs with pictures on them. Then we can make a bigger tree." "Why, certainly," said Grandma. "First thing tomorrow morning." The next morning, the children came downstairs. They found Grandma eyeing eggs in the kettles over the fireplace. They hurried through breakfast, and they couldn't scarcely wait to learn how to make pictures on the gray colored eggs. there were not enough paints to go around, so Grandmom said the boys would have to scratch designs on the eggs with their pocket knives. Grandmom took sheets of paper and drew all the designs she could remember. Each picture had a name, the bright morning star. Grandma painted an egg with the horn blowing rooster. The children begged, so Grandmom painted a handsome rooster blowing a horn. All the children found they could make pictures on the eggs. Even little Apollonia could paint the bright morning star. Soon the table was colorful as the flower garden with all the painted eggs. Now they had enough eggs to make the biggest tree. "Let's go and find one right away," said Carl. Carl, Luca, and Johnny went to the woods and they came back with a young white birch tree. It was so large that it had to stand on the floor. The children trimmed the tree with the eggs and they had painted themselves. And with many pain-eyed ones, Susie and Apollonia hung small baskets from the branches. Under the tree, Grandmom placed an ornament cookie rabbit and she had just taken from the oven. Katie hung up the eggs that she had found in the attic. If she had just found these eggs, they would never have had an egg tree, Grandmom said. Katie felt very proud as she hung her eggs with lovely birds on the topmost branch. "It was such a beautiful tree," said Katie. "I wish that everyone in the world could see it." "Yes," said Grandmom. "It makes a body feel as if spring has come into the house. We must give a party for it." So Grandmom gave a party for the tree. All the children from the farms about were invited. "An egg tree," they said. "We never seen a tree that can grow eggs in its branches." The children went home and told their fathers and mothers about it. The fathers and mothers all came to see the wonderful tree in the little red house. "Next Easter, we'll have the bigger tree," Katie said. "A really big tree," said Carl. "Next year," the children began weeks ahead of the Easter to trim the egg tree. This time, the tree was so tall that its top touched the ceiling. Hundreds of eggs hung from its branches. When the sun streamed in the tree, it looked like a piece of the rainbow. More than ever, Katie wished that everyone in the world could see their lovely tree. Grandma said, "Look who was standing to the window. Who are all these people coming up our driveway?" They were villagers, people who had heard about the wonderful egg tree. More people came. To see the tree, the more and more they came from near and they came from far. Some even came from the big city. The little red house had suddenly become famous. Children bought presents to put under the tree, Easter toys, and brought baskets of painted wooden eggs from the lands across the sea. "Thank you very much for letting us see the tree," said the villager. "And now we are going home and make our own Easter egg tree." Grandmom looked very pleased. "That's fine," she said. "There's nothing like an Easter egg tree to bring the spring to the house. A happy Easter to you all." When all the villagers had gone, the little red house suddenly became very quiet. The children sat on the floor and played with the presents spread upon the tree. Suddenly, Katie ran up to Grandmom and hugged her. "Oh, Grandmom," she said, "everybody in the world really did come to see our egg tree, didn't they?" Grandmom laughed. "A body would think so to look at this." "Floor," she said. Then she took up her broom and began sweeping briskly. Tomorrow would be Easter, and the house must be fresh and clean. Katie ran out of doors and picked some flowers in the garden. She scattered the bright colored petals on the lawn for the Easter rabbit's breakfast. It would be never to do to forget the Easter rabbit, for the Easter rabbit had never forgotten her. The end. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's story. Ask a grown-up to click the subscribe button so that way you won't miss any new episodes. Listen to Blind Techie Geek Speaks Kids Edition wherever you get your podcasts. Bye for now!